Let's talk about strategies for successful project management to supersize your business. Sharon Hornelson here, and our topic today is successful projects. I was going to say effective projects, but effective doesn't mean that they're necessarily successful. It just means we get the thing done that we say we're going to do. But projects, as our company grows and supersizes, become more and more important. They allow us to streamline processes, reduce risks, allocate resources, and then deliver value to our stakeholders, depending on who our stakeholders are and the type of business that we happen to have set up. Well, I'm going to share just a handful of strategies that we want to make sure that we're using in our project management in order to supersize and grow our business. Sorry, I'm getting notifications this morning early. Number one, we want to embrace agile marketing or methods like Kanban and Scrum, things like that. We want to have a responsive approach. We want to be flexible. We want to embrace change. Why? Because I've never been on a project or a project team where there wasn't the need to make multiple changes. It's kind of like having a business plan. You set it up, but it's usually wrong the next day because things change outside of us all the time. And we can't possibly consider all of the possibilities and all the things that could happen. We want to break our tasks, just like when we're setting a goal, down into small little pieces and sprints. We want to use software and tools and technologies, which is our next strategy. Leverage technology in order to improve collaboration and communication and to keep your projects on track. I don't know what we would do without some of the great software mapping project management programs that are available nowadays. There are literally hundreds of them available to choose from, depending on your industry. So pick the one that is the right fit for you. If you're online, most of us have experienced Trello, Asana, Jiva, and a handful of others. We also want to implement a robust risk management type of plan so that we not only are proactive with handling risks, but that we identify, we have measures and ways of identifying if something is going off schedule, if something is risking our project as a whole. We want to have and monitor risk indicators. We want to make sure that when we find a risk, we have ways of mitigating it. We want to do some contingency planning because we want to at least have an idea of some of the things that could happen and what we would do if they do. And then finally, we want to cultivate a continuous improvement culture in our organization, and especially with respect to project management. We're going to be on cross-functional teams for many of the projects that we implement in our business, especially as it gets bigger. We want to have a way to learn and acquire and track knowledge and keep that knowledge within our organization so that we can spread it from other from person to person and project to project, so every project isn't reinventing the wheel. We want to celebrate our successes, just like any good goal. We want to collaborate. We want to share information in our culture. We want to make sure that, you know, we don't have these little pockets of hidden information. In corporate America, that is one of the things I learned early on in my career, was that different people would hoard information on how to do different things because they thought that kept them safe and their job protected. And over time, we learned, and I learned, and we saw that nobody's safe in any organization, no matter how safe you think you are. Unless, of course, it's your company and you're not even always safe then. So the other caveat I would add here from my personal experience is document and learn from every project. Make sure that you're having an after project assessment meeting and focus on the things that went well, document the things that went well, and then document the lessons learned and the things that didn't go well and what you did about it, so that every project isn't like a brand new experience for the organization. We want to be learning organizations. So, love to know how projects go in your organization, how they've gone in your business or in your past. Share in the comments below some of the lessons that you've learned or some of the tips and tricks and strategies that you've picked up along the way that help your organization to be a great handler of projects. That's it. Have an awesome day. I will, of course, be with you tomorrow. Bye.